the specter that is given us in the Old Testament is one we should not blink from, in that we should not try to get God off the hook or soften God, because the picture is of a God who acts judgmentally and arbitrarily and in ways that offend us and crush us. All right. In a sense, then, Luther's answer, and I think it's a profound answer and extremely important to us, is that in these cases, as far as human explanations, we can only go so far. God is God. God is going to do what he wants, all right? And there's things that he hasn't revealed to us that we cannot know. So the worst thing we can do when someone points out this problem is argue with them and say, no, that's not the right picture, because it is. But remember, what God has revealed to us that we can hold on to is the word of the gospel that he has revealed to us in Christ, so that against this specter of this God who is cruel and arbitrary and sends things and tells his people in the Old Testament to do these things that are abominable to us, we, in a sense, as Luther says, flee from that God to the God of the promise that he has revealed in Christ, the God who sacrificed himself for us, who loves us and forgives us. And it's that word that is our hope and promise. That's where we see God's love. Outside of Christ, this picture of God is a terrifying one. So for I would answer that question not by trying to explain God away or get God off the hook, but simply by trying to bring people to Christ and that word of promise. And that's all we can do, and let the Holy Spirit then do his work in a person's heart to hold on to that.